It's 8:41 here. The men who carried out the attack on a Muhammad cartoon contest in Texas were no strangers to authorities. And joining us live is ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross. Good to have you with us here, Brian. Apparently, the guys had been on the radar, but at least in the case of one of them, Elton Simpson, he was not considered a threat to authorities.
That's right. He actually had been convicted of lying to FBI agents back in 2011 about whether he was going to go to Somalia to join the Al-Qaeda connected group Al-Shabaab. He was convicted, but the judge said the FBI agents had not proved he was going to be part of a terror group. So he only got probation. He was back on the street. The FBI was very much aware of him. And in the last few months, they had reopened a new investigation because of his online communications with people that are known ISIS recruiters and insiders. Even so, even as he was talking back and forth about this cartoon event that was coming up, there was no 24-hour surveillance on him. And he was able to get in a car in Phoenix with his roommate, drive 1,000 miles to Garland, Texas, and then we know what happened next.
Brian, is there anyone you're talking with who is willing to say or finds reason to say that, you know what, we could have stopped this? This is something that we had some knowledge of beforehand because of the communication online.
They saw the communications, but they had made a judgment that he was not really the kind of person who would carry it out. They kind of thought he was a wannabe person who would never take the final step. And that was a judgment they made, which I think the FBI agents in the field have to make all the time. There are hundreds of people, just like Elton Simpson, communicating online with people overseas that are connected to ISIS with all kinds of wild claims and projections of what they're going to do. Most of it never happens. In this case, the judgment was not correct.
Talk about wild claims. Is it a wild claim that ISIS thinks that it has some responsibility here?
Well, there's no proof that they have anything to do with directing it or conceiving it. What they claim is that these two were their soldiers, soldiers of the caliphate, they call them. And they might consider these people to be soldiers. But, you know, ISIS often takes claims, takes responsibility for things they had nothing to do with. They like to play the propaganda game that way.
I bet they're poring over their computers, cell phones, everything they can find to try to get some more information to see how deep this went.
Absolutely. And there's an American fugitive who's known online by the name Miski, recently posted a picture of himself with a huge snake. He's known as an ISIS recruiter and insider. We've tracked him to at least 16 Americans who have been either arrested or gone off to fight with ISIS overseas. And he is considered a guy who was very, very much goading Simpson, the Texas shooter, into doing this. He was saying, when will the brothers in the U.S. step up after the brothers in France did their part with Charlie Hebdo? This is a guy who brought to the attention of many Americans that this cartoon event was going to take place and then goaded them into, let's do something here.
Wow. Correspondent Brian Ross, great work. Thanks for bringing that to us this morning.
Good to be here.